Welcome to a Cup of the Joe. Tonight we have with us, as always, the one and only, the genius, Matt Lewis. And back as a special guest, I still don't think he ever leaves, is the one and only Cody Ochowski. Welcome. Tonight we're going to be discussing, and see where the discussion goes, but it's going to be, would you rather? Would you rather is going to be the main theme point of tonight's talk, and we'll see where the conversation leads us.
Probably before we do that, though, Cody and I should make an announcement. With the eyes of the nation upon us, and with a heavy heart, this will be Joe's last episode. That comes as a surprise to Joe, so you'll have to...
Yes, I'm shocked. Apparently, I'm being fired.
If he's a little off his game tonight, yeah. I mean, he just found out after talking to the lawyers, Cody and I decided that was the best move. We're going to keep the name. You get no severance.
Well, you're going to be sued then.
Fine. You better lawyer up, bitch, because I'm coming
for you.
Oh, I have
a lawyer on standby.
I'm just kidding.
You know who I am. I mean, you know I got to have a lawyer on standby.
All right. Kick us off, Rod.
All right. We'll kick it right off here. Everybody that listens to the podcast knows that I'm a big poop talk guy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I found a good one just to start things off.
My mom said no swearing tonight, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So well, to honor Lynn Lewis, I'll wait 5 minutes in before I start dropping F-bombs.
Fuck that shit. Now. That's a shit question.
Matthew.
Joseph.
Yes.
Would you rather crap your pants in public once a year for the rest of your life... or crap yourself in private every day for the rest of your life?
Jesus. First of all, I don't shit that often.
It doesn't matter.
That's not the point.
There's no assumptions. There's no what ifs.
So, say it again.
Would you rather crap your pants in public once a year for the rest of your life, or crap yourself in private every day for the rest of your life?
I would say I would go with the private thing. I mean... That'd be pretty embarrassing once a year to shit yourself in public, so...
Can I make an ad hoc...
Yeah, absolutely.
...rule? That's like an unwritten rule if you want to do it. Let's allow one what-if question. So, like, in this instance, you could have asked... This is just hypothetical. Joe could have said, do I get to know what I'm doing in public while, like, as I shit?
Okay.
Because if you're tubing, whatever, it's a bidet, you know?
Oh.
If you're in the water, but you want to poop every day in your pants?
Well, it's better than being embarrassed in public,
but
I would think.
Does my premise or my condition make sense? Like, if you have a follow-up question, you get one per turn.
Yeah.
One.
If we do, like, seven or eight, you only get one.
You get one.
Yeah.
Okay. You still want to keep that answer?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that'd be really embarrassing
Shit
yourself.
Well, yeah,
the
point. One's embarrassing.
I mean, if I'm in private by myself, I can take care of it.
Every single day, you're here at the apartment.
You don't have enough quarters to maintain that laundry.
Oh, well, that's why you have a sink. You clean them, rinse them out.
See, I would just throw them. I would throw them away. You'd have to order new shit.
Well, that too. Yeah, either one.
Go to Walmart. Lease.
All right, Matthew, up to you.
Yes, sir.
Same
question.
Oh,
answer for you.
I was thinking I was getting a new question. I apologize for the awkward stare.
Yeah, that's why we're getting a new IT guy.
I thought Cody was flirting with me. This has nothing to do with IT. Yeah. I would rather poop in public once a year.
I will agree with you.
Anyone want to know why?
Yeah.
Sure.
Because it's once a year and it's less, like, whatever.
Yeah. It's funny. You just deal with it.
Yeah. I don't want to poop my pants every day.
Nobody wants to.
I understand. But I'm saying I do not want to poop my pants every day where I could just pick one day once a year, like Christmas. It's a big hype before it gets there. The day happens, it comes and goes, and then everyone forgets about it. Just like Christmas.
I like that analogy.
Thank you.
I actually agree with Matthew. I would rather do the one time in public. I mean, it's going to suck for that one time. You just got to do it one time and get away.
Yeah.
You're done. Hopefully it's around people you don't know.
Yeah.
You never see them again. And you're at Walmart and, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But every day, man, that would be
That's a task. Yeah.
You know, you guys are changing. Yes, I won't take it back. But you guys are changing my mind. but I won't take it back.
No, you can if you want. There's no rules.
No, I won't. I'll stick with it. Somebody's got to be a little different here.
Well, consider yourself Miles Davis. Peeing your pants is cool.
So here's one. Would you rather have sex with your cousin in secret or not have sex with your cousin, but everyone would think that you did?
Don't forget you have one follow-up question. I don't know how you'd use it here, but you do have
one. Repeat that.
Would you rather have sex with your cousin in secret and nobody knows?
Uh-huh.
Or not have sex with them, but everybody would think that you did.
Huh.
You're like, well, I've done both. So I guess keep living.
Well, I don't usually care what people think of me, so I guess, yeah, let people think that I'm fucking my cousin, I guess.
I'm going to exercise my one.
I was going to, too.
My question on this one. Are we talking first cousin?
That's what I was going to be my question.
How shallow is the gene pool?
Well, so what's the answer going to be? Are we talking first cousin?
I guess it's up to the question asker.
I'll say a second cousin.
Second cousin. I'd still go with the idea that everyone thinks I fucked my cousin as opposed to fucking my cousin. People are going to talk regardless.
Yeah.
People. So if I do fuck, yeah, I get the premise of the question. I'm going to stick with Joe. Like, yeah. People are going to talk regardless.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Len.
Might as well let him put on a show.
Hmm.
Yeah. I fucked my cousin, better stay the fuck away from her.
Goddamn right.
Yeah.
So, alright, so I got a question upon that. Like, so...
This is your one follow-up.
So if we're talking second cousins...
Your kids would still be stupid.
I'm not saying I'm going to impregnate her.
You don't know. There could be a little dog water that you sleep in.
Let's say that she is, or like, I'm impotent.
Impotent or sterile?
Whatever the fucking term is.
Impotent?
Whatever the term is.
That means you can't get hard.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, both. Yes.
Yeah.
Soft dick and no sperm. Yes. Then what
I'll go with the second cousin.
Really?
Okay. Nobody would know.
Huh?
Yeah. Nothing wrong.
Yeah, there's no wrong answer. I'm not here to, I'm going to pick on you sometimes.
I mean...
Hold on, I want to hear why.
Yeah.
Nobody would know. It's a... I don't know. I don't really
That's
have a
fair.
Why.
No one would know.
Nobody would know. It's not first cousin. It's you're still cutting a thin line.
See?
I mean, it's still kind of weird, right? But...
What if it gets serious, though?
It's not going to... It's just... It's a... The question is, it's a one-time thing.
Okay. Historically.
Oh, no.
I mean, history lessons, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm just, I mean.
I've been fucking my cousins for years.
Only recently, in the last, say, 100 years, that for centuries, the royal families of Europe.
Oh, they're all incest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that what they mean by keeping the bloodline pure?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. It was seen as no big deal
but
for
even their,
second cousins.
Theirs are more of sister and brother.
There is
some of
there
that
there is
going
way
on.
Back. Yes, there is. But
incest.
Yeah. I mean, there was seen as no big deal as a cousin from, say, the England royal family to marry a cousin that was of the Greek royal family. Queen Elizabeth II and her husband, Prince Philip, they are cousins.
Right.
You know,
it's interesting that you think of cousins that way, because when I think of cousins, I'm educated too, but I don't think of it that way. I think of Knoxville Carnival, Ski Ball, Bumper Cars. I think those two are cousins. That's how I imagine it. Whatever teeth she's missing, he's making up for it. That's how I imagine cousins. So it's funny to... You're not changing your answer, though.
No. Right. I mean, it's just... Historically, cousins...
We can all dream.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, a little more... Not sexual, but... Topic, I mean, whatever... would you rather eat dinner with Donald Trump or Hitler?
Can I poison one of them?
You can use your...
That's your follow-up.
That's my follow-up. Can
that's
I
be your follow-up.
Poison one of them?
Silly question. One's dead.
I know.
Saying they're both are alive, even if you poison one of them, you still got to pick one. So that's a...
All right.
Moot point.
Yeah, if you will.
I despise both individuals. I think I would have dinner with Hitler before Trump, just because I would like to. I have several questions for Hitler, and I don't think Trump's worth my time. So
fair. So if the assumption is they're both alive,
correct?
I have to pick one to have dinner with.
Correct.
I would pick Trump, just because they're both bad people. I would say that out of those two, he's the lesser of two evils. He's still on the trajectory to match what, you know, I'm not even going to say Adolf did, but...
That's pretty...
I mean, I think they're both shitty people, but if I had to pick one, I mean... fucking Hitler's going to want some bougie-ass French food. Trump's going to take me to some fast food joint. And then I can still be mean to him. I've never had to say I have to be nice to him at dinner. The question,
right,
yeah.
Right.
So I'd pick Trump. They're both, for the record, shitty people.
I want to go on the record as well before I choose. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm not a fucking Trump guy. But I'm going to choose him.
So you're picking...
Yes, I hate the fucking guy. But... at least he'll keep me a little entertained with all the dumb shit that he says and the silly shit that...
I get that. I'm just saying from a historical standpoint, I have some questions
Hitler.
Yeah, that's
fair. I have some questions.
Sure.
I mean, he was able to get millions of people behind his ideology.
So does Donald.
Wow.
But not to
the point. I understand. Yes.
Well, hopefully
genocide
he doesn't get to that point,
sure.
Which, knock on wood, if we can hold him to just 4 years, that won't happen. But watch out if he gets reelected, America.
That was an interesting question.
This one is very uplifting. Good. Would you rather party with your best friends in Vegas or New Orleans?
I've never been to New Orleans, so I'm going to have to go with Vegas, because I've been to Vegas several times, and it's a good time.
I thought you were going to go a whole different way. I would do the inverse of that. I've been to Vegas, so I'd be interested in trying New Orleans with my friends. I mean, it's going to be the same sort of situation.
Right.
And then after that, I can compare. But I would, just because I've never been there, I'm going to pick New Orleans.
Okay. I've heard good things and bad things about New Orleans.
Either way,
you can say that about Vegas too.
Right.
Either way, like, I'm still gonna make someone touch my belly button.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm still gonna throw up.
Yeah.
Like, it's not much is gonna change.
Yeah, either one doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm still not making breakfast.
Right. Me personally, if I had not been to either one of them, I would definitely choose Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would be my answer. But no disrespect to New Orleans.
I mean, I would
love to go there.
No.
Mikey used to go down there all the time, and I always told him I'd go down, but I never did.
Maybe we'll have the chance soon, because rumor has it he might be back down that way soon.
You never know.
Bourbon Street.
All right. This is a good one. Would you rather go a month without drinking?
No.
Or go without a month without masturbating?
Without masturbating. Easy.
Yeah, so... I'm going to do the easy question. If I'm not masturbating, I can still come through sex, so I'm going to easily...
Yeah.
I'm going to
pick
not drinking.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
All right, can I change it then?
No. You still... You, what do you...
No, know? The question was,
yeah,
you go
right.
a month without drinking or a month without masturbating? I'll
so
go
he
a month without masturbating.
Yeah, you could poke holes in it, but...
Sure.
Yeah. So if you want to change it to... No, change it, actually. That's entertaining.
Well, the one I was going to say, would you rather go without a month without drinking or a month without... orgasming, I guess, would be without having any sexual relation. with yourself or another human being.
Yeah, you have to answer that. We've already answered ours. You can't flip the script. You can flip it and answer it.
Oh, mine would be without drinking, if that was the case. Yes.
Either way, you're going to die from withdrawals.
I wouldn't go months without orgasming.
Either way, Cody's still going to be dehydrated because his cream come out every minute and he drinks like a fish.
It would be bad.
Masturbation gets old after a while. Jesus.
Yeah. You don't... Yes. Yeah. Church.
That's why you... Never mind.
Well, I can't. I don't like drinking by myself.
I don't drink by myself.
Me either. Yeah. So, but by myself, I can do other things such as...
I hope so.
And yeah. I'm by myself more than I am with any other human contact. So, that would be the reasoning behind it.
Yeah, I see it. I see your point.
Yeah. See your come and raise you a beer.
In my house.
What's your favorite place to come?
My house.
My God, Mom, do not like
it. All right, Joe, would you rather throw up in the middle of a dance floor in a club? Not that you would, say you were drunk enough, obviously, to throw up, you'd be in a dance floor.
Yeah.
Or inside of your Uber on the way back from the club.
Do I gotta clean the Uber?
Is that a thing? Well, I don't know how that works.
It doesn't. Yeah, you do it. You don't necessarily have to clean it, but if you puke in an Uber, 9 times out of 10, you have to pay the puke fee.
How much is puke? Or is
I think it's like, I don't know.
Let's
I'll puke in the Uber.
Fair.
You want to say why?
Well, I haven't puked on a dance floor. I have spilled red wine on a wedding dress.
I had diarrhea.
I have spilled red wine on a wedding dress, and that's
was not... she wearing white?
Yeah, on her white wedding dress.
Well, not everyone wears white. I just ask him.
Yeah, it was white.
Oh no!
So I'm gonna avoid the dance floor puking.
My God, this must have been one hell of a family reunion.
It was a great fucking wedding. It was in Boston. It was a great wedding.
You spilled red wine on the. What happened after that? Did you just run, Forrest, run?
No. We were still on the dance floor. We were doing... I had a glass of wine in my hand. We were doing the shout song.
Oh, okay.
You know, the wedding crasher, And the wine, I spilled my glass of wine, and some of it got in the bottom of the bride's dress, and
Did she know?
In that
moment?
Yeah.
I was going to say, if she didn't, you could have just blamed it on.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was all right. I don't think... Yeah. It's all good.
I would pick puking on the middle of the dance floor because I'm assuming that if I'm not. This is not my question.
You're reading my mind.
But am I? I'm assuming that if I'm at a place that has dancing, I'm with my friends because I'm not going to a dance club alone. So it's number one going to be at least entertaining. It's free to puke in a dance club. The worst case scenario, I get kicked out. That's what happens. I puke. That's my choice. In my mind, the worst case scenario, I puke in the Uber, I get scolded, I have to pay the fee, and I have to scoop. There's actually a funny story about from Syracuse.
Yeah,
I have to help. I didn't even puke, but I had to help scoop out. Yeah. Disgusting. I'd rather puke on the dance floor any day.
So I'll take the dance floor because I'm going to assume that there's like hundreds of people around you. They might not even know it's you. You just reach down, puke, and just keep on doing your thing. Nobody might not even know. Like you said, worst case scenario, you get kicked out.
Yeah.
A bouncer might see you, might not. You take that chance and chug right along.
And if anything, after we puke, I feel better.
Puke and rouse.
So I might do the little. I might do a Dougie afterwards.
Yeah. Here's one. Would you rather have a threesome with two semi-attractive girls?
Yep.
Or have sex with one super hot chick?
I'm going to take the super hot chick.
I think for my safety, I'm going to, and truthfully, I already have sex with a super hot chick, and I've had a threesome. My girlfriend was involved in both. She's super hot. So
Where did that occur?
What's the address here? Buff Stroh Heckers. So I picked that one. Lexi, for listening, love you lots.
Hi, Lex.
I as well.
And I was not involved in that.
No, it was two women.
I've never had a threesome, but I would still go with the super hot chick.
Yeah, because you're more of a one-on-one kind of gal.
Sure. Yeah, if you will, I guess.
This is actually fast-paced.
And, yeah, it is.
Yeah. Maybe you like want to go one more round and then take a break?
Yeah. We'll finish off this segment, yeah.
Yeah.
Make it a good one.
Yep, this is one I found. Would you rather date someone who takes 5 seconds to come or who takes at least 5 hours to come? That, so, like, you get her off, like, instantly, or it takes forever to get off, but you go forever.
That's, like, 5 seconds to 5 hours. That's, you don't want...
That's the question, Joe.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go with the 5 hours, because I want to enjoy myself longer than 5 seconds.
Wait, no. Repeat the question. She comes in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so
you
my job...
keep going. My job. Get her off.
Yeah, but I want to keep...
That's not saying you're coming in... That's not saying you're coming in 5 seconds. Five seconds, right. My job's done. I can still...
But I don't want her to be done after 5 seconds.
I do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, like...
I want to keep getting her going.
Actually...
Can we keep going?
Why not?
Okay, that was...
Joe's question, his follow-up. Is she awake?
But honestly, that should be your follow-up, though. Like, can she keep going?
Yeah.
For another,
I don't want 5 seconds and she's...
Can she get off more than one time?
Yeah. I don't want her 5 seconds and she's ready to roll over and call it a night.
Right.
Depends how...
I think that's what the question actually means.
It probably depends on how crazy the family reunion was. Okay, that's my last one. I'll stop. I pick...
I agree.
Get her off in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Things. First of all,
it helps my ego.
Yeah,
Plus, you want to get them off, but as long as it's not done after 5 seconds.
No, it's not saying all sets is 5 seconds.
There is questions asked.
She gets hers after 5 seconds. Whatever you do after that's up. That you do, you bub. After that. That actually is par for the course, because I'm coming second six, homie.
So,
roll over, go to bed, take a Tom's call this night.
Yeah. Let's not beat around the bush.
Have a good cry. There's no sense to beat around the bush when they're coming in 5 seconds, if you know what I'm saying. You still got to answer.
Oh, that was my answer as well.
All right. Yeah. Let's take a break.
All right.
Let's shout out the trucking company again, if you don't mind.
Yep, we can absolutely do that.
This is our friend Kyle Johnson. While Joe looks that up, because he doesn't have it memorized, we could talk about the headphone debacle while you look it up.
Nope, that's fine. I got it right here. This segment is brought to you by KWJ Trucking. Keep on trucking, America.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to A Cup of Joe. Thanks for sticking around for this second segment tonight. Before we get going into the next topic, we would like to throw a few shout-outs to some folks that have sent along some positive feedback, some well wishes on this journey we're taking with this podcast. So we're going to start.
If we forget anybody, it's by... Like, we're not trying to. These are just the first names that came to mind.
If we forget you, we apologize. We thank you for you listening and subscribing and giving us the feedback. Hopefully we didn't forget anybody. If we did, we apologize.
You're
very much appreciated. Emily Koha, Kyle Johnson, Nick Simonetti, Matt James, Lorna Sherman, Zach Simonetti, Brian and Allie Maloney, Ty Lumley, Ryan Hoke, Luke Krantz, Ty Howington,
my man,
Cam Lewis, Alexis Field, Sabrina Clark, Paul Kemp, Zach Meshuga, Samantha Labar, Brian Lucheco, and Corey McManus, and Steph Preston.
You literally just ran home with it.
I know. They are doing a Beer Olympics this weekend. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait to see some of the activities they have planned for the weekend.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous too. Is that the rest of the list? Because I have one thing I want to say about Beer Olympics. Yes. That's it?
Yep, that is the list.
So, Code, we had to pick like countries. which I don't know if you were here.
I heard you guys got China.
Yeah, so Lexi picked, the warden picked America, which is obviously taken. But I don't know how many teams there are, but whatever.
Well, I assume America's probably Stefan Corey.
They've got it on their page. Yeah. There's like 5 or 6 teams.
But we were late to like whatever. So my question for you is, do you have any China memorabilia?
Touche. I do not.
Okay.
But if I could look at, if I go to my parents' house and can find some Chinese artifacts.
I don't want
Chinese slash Polish slash
Eastern European.
Yeah. I'll settle for a stick-on tattoo. But yeah, so thank you to all those guys for the feedback, positive, constructive, all of the above. Thank you so much. You have no idea how much it means to us. When we get a message like that about any particular episode, means the world.
Absolutely.
So we're going to go back into the episode, and instead of would you rather, we're going to talk about pet fucking peeves.
Oh.
Some of those people are on, some of the pet peeves are on that list of mine. Cam Lewis comes to mind. What a queen.
We all have pet peeves. I mean, this could be a pretty heated combo, I think. It could lead to many different places.
Could be lengthy. I don't know if it's going to be heated.
It could get heated. You never know.
I mean, who wants to start her off? Might as well be Joe. I mean, podcast is a cup with Joe. Cup with Joe lists his first pet peeve.
I think my biggest pet peeve is at any formal function, whether it be a wedding or a funeral, people that go to those events in blue jeans,
I don't like that,
and just regular plain Jane clothes,
underdressed.
I'm sorry, maybe I was raised old fashioned.
I agree.
I'm not sure, but if I go to a funeral, I wear a suit. If I go to a wedding, I wear a suit.
Well,
if I'm not done.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Second pet peeve, interrupted.
Go ahead.
I'll leave that one for you.
Okay,
go ahead.
I mean, I just can't stand it. I have it in my will. Nobody is allowed into my funeral if they have blue jeans and a shirt on. So, prepare yourself, America.
A cutoff shirt with barbed wire tattoo around there.
Yeah.
Hey, that was my idea.
If it's not a suit, at least dress pants and a button-up shirt. I mean, you're...
Slacks.
Yeah, that's why I'm... Dress pants, khakis, you know. Right. So, I mean, not blue jeans and a t-shirt. You don't go to a funeral or a wedding in blue jeans and a t-shirt. I'm sorry, I hate that. It drives me nuts.
It does me too. And
I agree to.
But, so, I'm not poking fun at you at all. I've seen pictures of you at a wedding. I'm not calling you out, because everyone's done a bullet.
I'm going to rebuttal about that.
Yeah, so I'll change after the ceremony. Like, I'll dress up for the ceremony, and then if it's...
Correct. That's
I'll change into, like, a pair of khaki shorts, so I can, you know, get my...
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
So, like... The funeral thing, I 100% agree with. The wedding thing, I do to an extent, unless the person that's in charge, the people getting married, make it informal.
Yes, if they say... So, like,
for example, not to drop names on anybody, but I was at this one particular wedding. They're like, be casual.
Yes, if on the invitation, like, they say, shorts, please, so yes, I'm going to, yes. On the invitation, if it says... Please dress down. We don't want anybody to be, you know.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't say that, then you absolutely agree with you.
Yes.
And you're talking, because we differ on this too. Like, I don't always wear a tie. I do occasionally.
Right. I don't think tie is necessary.
Sometimes it is. Like, it's not necessary, but if you are dressing up, you might as well go the extra mile.
Right.
Sometimes my neck gains a little weight. I can't fit the fucking tie on me. And yeah, it's a clip-on.
I do see what you're saying.
Oh, the God, jeans. That's another pet peeve. Clip-on ties.
Oh. I actually don't want to clip-on.
The jeans, that is a bad look. I judge you.
I guess it's probably more funerals than weddings, because you never know with the weddings.
I agree.
You know, But funerals, yeah. I mean, you hate going to funeral anyways.
Yeah.
But show some respect. You don't go to a funeral in blue jeans and a t-shirt. Come on.
So the empathetic part of me wants to find the good in everyone. Right. So what if...
They don't own...
Yeah, what if a funeral... Like, you're there to pay respect. That's so true. What if someone that, you know, notoriously doesn't...
Here.
Yeah, notoriously doesn't have much and they still want to pay their respects. I guess...
I will cut a portion out my will so they can go get...
So I guess it depends if it... You know, if it's a funeral member for a family member of mine and I'm there. And whoever comes. I appreciate everybody. I don't think I'm in the position... Like, yeah, but I don't think in that moment... What's on my mind is what they're wearing. I agree with you that the standard is to wear, you know, to dress up. But sometimes people don't have the means to do that.
I do understand that. If
you, and they're still trying to do the right thing by showing their respect.
Yes, I do understand that. I mean, if you can't afford it, you know.
But it'd be different if, like, they just came in the Harley and they're wearing a bandana. Yeah.
I'm not saying crack a beer when you walk in.
You can afford a pair of jeans. You can afford a pair of khakis. I'm not saying you have to go buy a suit.
Right.
Even if you own one pair of khakis for that one occasion once a year.
Might not have to be a button-up shirt, a polo, or, you know, something.
There's steps that you could take if you can't bust. I get what you're saying totally, and I feel it, but...
I agree with both.
Yeah, so I put myself
like I said,
in that...
It could just be how I was raised.
No, and I was raised the same way.
My dad... You never see my dad in any type of suit or anything except for...
Those occasions.
Yeah. And that's because my mom makes him, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean... Yeah.
I get it.
Yep. I guess if I was a person paying respect, like if I'm not related to the person that passed away and I'm there... The part of me that like knows that that's the how I was raised might look at somebody being like, really?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I've conditioned myself lately to like not judge, you know, because they might not have anything else, and they're still trying to do the right thing. No, I know you're not, but it's just not how.
I'm
not picking on your pet peeve at all. It's a thing, but
I agree.
Yes,
but even like to like viewings. I'm going to be there 5 minutes, and
I still wear my suit. Absolutely.
Yes. Yep. That's
but
a good...
I mean, I see both aspects of it.
Yeah.
I see why you're... I think the same thing. I judge, which I shouldn't, and I see why Matt says we shouldn't judge because we don't know...
But that's easier said than done. Yeah. Like, you know... Yeah. But, yeah, I'm not poking holes in your pet peeve. It's your fucking pet peeve.
No, I get it. I do.
You want to go next, Code?
No, go ahead.
Mine is a little bit, they don't all have to correlate, so
no,
fuck it.
Absolutely not.
Mine is, we've talked about this, interrupting. Not so much, like, if it's the flow of conversation, which I know what that's like, but when I'm talking and I can already see someone's wheel spinning about what they're going to say next, that aggravates me, or like, they, you know, like I can tell, like, just hear me out, I'm going to hear, there's no need to get excited.
Right.
It happens a lot. To me, in my personal life, Joel and I have talked about it, and it's just something I don't have a lot of time. Like, and the thing that bothers, I'm just gonna say it. So sometimes Lexi interrupts me.
And who's Lexi?
My girlfriend.
Okay.
For now, please keep dating me after this podcast, Lex. I love you a lot. So she'll interrupt me, and what I do is I'll say, "You're never going to hear the rest of that story or sentence or whatever I was going to say," and it drives her fucking nuts.
In spite of you, I'm not going to
never
tell the rest
hear
the
end
story.
Of that story.
And I'll do it stoically. I don't yell usually, but I'm like, "You'll never hear the end of that sentence," till she wears me down.
You've done it to me a few times.
Yeah. Well, it depends. Like, I understand the flow of conversation, but sometimes it's hard to. It's not just her. Like, anyone that interrupts me, I'm like, yo, can I get my thought across? And it's with anybody. Like, I'll check them. Like, I'll hear you out, you hear me out. I'm not picking on Lexi at all. But that's one of
mine. I think, like, people just get excited.
Yeah.
They get an idea, and they're like...
Yes. Yes. And that's her thing. Like, she's not being malicious at all, but people get excited. Absolutely.
You get that thought. You don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
You want to... I got this great point, and
and you want to be heard. I get it totally.
Right, and then you're saying like you can see the excitement in their eyes, and that kind of even just kind of.
So I I know you're not listening to what I'm saying.
Right.
You're already trying to make the point you've already been excited about. You're trying to accentuate on that.
Doesn't matter what you say from here on.
Yeah,
it's not even going through.
Yeah, I could see your.
And I'm sure that happens in every relationship.
It happens in everyday life,
almost.
Absolutely. I'm just saying it's one of my pet peeves. I don't, especially if it's like a like, this is different. During the podcast, we all kind of talk over each other and whatever. But if it's a serious conversation, I think that's when it irks me the most. Yeah. Like, let me get my point across before you come at me with your point. That's one of mine.
Yeah. One of my valid ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's this my turn. I don't like people that talk about themselves, brag about themselves, and just up themselves all the time. Like, even if, like, I don't know you that well, and you're just talking about how good you are at something, and I lost interest in you already.
It's a turn up. Like, it's...
Yes.
Yeah. Like, how much money you make.
Yes.
How strong you are. Yes. What kind of car you drive. Like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Anything like that. Just...
Absolutely.
Like, people that act like trying to make themselves look better and bigger and better than anybody else is just...
Yeah.
Not cool with that. I don't go down with that.
Yeah. It is... It's annoying.
Even, like, people I... am friends with or have been friends with in the past or whatever, and they're just, like, say, for example, like, somebody I haven't seen in a while, and that I was friends with, like, in high school or something, and they come up to me, or we see each other at a wedding or something, and they just talk about themselves all the time. I'm so good at this, blah, blah, blah.
There's a difference between...
How successful
there's a difference between how have you been, what are you doing, and... being arrogant and bragging up about something. There's a difference there, yeah.
Like,
I mean, if you haven't seen somebody in so long...
Right, let's just catch up.
Yeah.
There's modesty.
Yes.
Look at me.
That's well said. There's no modesty.
Yeah.
And people sometimes underestimate how far it goes with somebody else to, like... example that I'm not going to drop the name, but, like, ask how their kids are doing... That goes a long way.
I always do.
Yes.
That's the first thing I ask. I honestly do care.
Yeah, I do too.
How your family's doing
But on the other side of that, I don't need someone that's shoving their career goals and what they've done.
Right.
Like, we don't have to have small talk, but, like, let's catch up on a real level and not brag.
Like, see, I like the people, but, like, if I didn't see you for... couple years,
that'd be great.
We could just pick up where we left off.
Absolutely.
They're the friends that I like. We can just pick up where we left off.
Yep. Yeah. It's like no time passed.
Yeah, I don't want the ones that are bragging to me about how great they are.
Yeah.
Even if they're not, I don't give a fuck.
That's a good pet.
I don't judge you either way. You're my friend regardless if you're whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it depends what you wear to the wedding.
unless you're wearing blue jeans.
Yeah,
then.
Jesus.
Janko shirts with a hammer holder.
I'm serious. My family knows. Nobody's allowed at my funeral.
Don't worry, homie. Ain't nobody coming.
Yeah. All right, it's your turn again, Joe. What do you think?
Another pet peeve. God, minor one. It's not minor. It's just politeness.
Means something to you, it means something to us. You share it with the internet.
I mean, you hold a... Say you're at a convenience store. You hold the door open. If you're going in, hold it up. Somebody's coming out. They don't say thank you. Just a simple thing. And I will go on my way. If they don't say thank you, I say, oh, you're welcome. It's politeness.
I can't wait till you say that to a big motherfucker and they just turn around at you.
Let them.
Sock you in the face?
Yeah.
All right.
Let them.
I'm joking.
I know. But let them. Lawsuit.
I get it.
That's why I have that lawyer on retainer.
I get that. Yeah.
This is just common courtesy. Like, I'll open the door for you. Even
most people do. So
yes, the majority of people.
But there's that,
but there is
that certain percentage of you.
That,
yeah, they're like, they even if they, so they don't say anything, that's one thing,
time.
But if they look at you, that's even a level deeper. Like, yeah,
I mean,
you open that door,
they obviously know somebody, they didn't open the door themselves,
yeah,
obviously somebody opened it for them,
right?
Or even to turn the tables a little bit, somebody that goes in before you and doesn't open, like, you know what I mean? Like,
doesn't hold the door for you, or
exactly,
they know
you're right behind them,
right.
And they don't,
yeah. Yeah, stuff
keep
like that.
Open.
Yeah.
Common courtesy.
Yes, common courtesy. And that's gone away. And
I don't know. I think most of the time...
Especially with the younger generation. They have no...
Hear Get that? Off my lawn.
You hear that, Cameron? Oh, he was upset that he was called out about lighting the fireworks off early.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait till... Oh,
well,
yeah.
His rebuttal was... Segue. His rebuttal was, you tried taking orders from a drunk Joey Lee... And I said, homie, I've been there, done
it's
that.
It's not that difficult. When you get the text message, you light the fuse.
Right. For the record, Cam is Matt's brother.
Yes. Great guy. One of the greatest guys.
He is one of the best figure skaters you've ever seen. He does this.
You should see him at a tutu.
He does this rendition of Elton John doing, it's ridiculous. I don't want to say anything else, but I'm going to let you like and subscribe to his channel. It's called, I'm not going to even release it. It's too dark. Can I go with my next baby? Yeah, I have one request. Can we go around again? Because I'm thinking of... Yep. All right. So, the one that comes to mind right now is like a weak handshake. So, I understand the convention is, you know, between men and even like women. Job interviews. I've lost the attention of the podcast. Nope. Job interviews. It's important to have a good handshake. People that you're meeting for the first time, good handshake. That was always instilled in me.
Listen.
As if it was, yeah. Like, I'm a big handshaker.
Can I come and see you? I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah. A firm handshake.
A firm.
Eye contact.
Yes.
But I'm also, I toot my own horn, a great dapper.
That's true.
But you got to sense the mood. Like, I would never, if I dap my dad up, he'd dap me out of the goddamn house.
And that is true. There is a sense.
Yeah, you got to read the room and like,
yes.
But I'm also a very old school handshaker. Yeah. That's just how I was brought up. So if you have if you're going to shake my hand, don't do it like you're running for Miss America.
Right.
Yes. Mike Almendinger.
You can still do a firm handshake and...
That's true.
Yeah, you can still do...
That's usually what I do with my boys.
You know, you can still do a firm handshake and go in for that.
But sometimes, the second part of it isn't always a hug. Like we've talked about this. As long as you don't do finger guns, you're okay.
Most of mine, like, so, like with a person that I only know formally, like not a friend, like close friend. It's just a firm handshake. With somebody that's a close friend, like you, I'll do the firm handshake and then the brother handshake.
Oh, really? You do both?
Yes. Okay. Firm, then the brother handshake.
Okay.
I mean, you know what the brother, you know, most people do. I guess it depends on the situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just saying that
but either way, the handshake has to be firm.
Yeah. So to be very clear, like, I'm on board with both. Like, I know when to dap and when to do a handshake. I'm saying if I'm handshaking you, you better be handshaking me. Like,
not like Gumby, where you're fucking
right. Like you're not like you're shaking hands with the queen, you know, a little palm grab or
right. Lip dick.
Yeah,
like you're asking me to, like you're gonna kiss. I don't want to be left the thing like you're gonna kiss my hand. Like what happens next? Yes. Yeah,
that's a good one.
You're left looking like a little bitch when you're done.
Yeah.
What's your
upcoming generation, Jesus.
Yeah,
Cameron. I don't care for people that don't use turn signals.
Oh my god, what a good fucking pet peeve.
I can understand if there's nobody behind you, who gives a fuck? There's no reason to use it. But I mean, if you're using an exit, if you're going down a different street and you don't use it and you're just braking and then you turn, I get pissy. Like, are you fucking serious? I actually literally say out loud, are you fucking serious right now?
I say unforgivable things when people don't use their turning signal.
It's lazy.
What's that?
You have a bit of road rage in you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a crazy driver. Well, I'll kill lazy. People's families.
It's lazy. It's a click.
Yes.
So, question on that. So, if you're pulling out of, say, your mom and dad, or your driveway.
That's different.
Do you use a turn signal?
No.
A lot of people do. I don't.
I do not.
I don't either.
There's no reason to.
Yeah,
I agree. Just because... what you said earlier, like, if there's no one behind you, don't use it. I just use it as second nature.
If you
want to
use it, that's fine.
But yeah. That's a common thing people don't do.
Let people know which way you're going.
The only reason I've recently become not sympathetic, because it is annoying, but Lexi's car, her left turn signal, you know how, like, when it goes really quick, that means it's out? Like, it's not working?
Well, fucking fixed.
Agreed, but I'm not very handy, right. And I didn't. It was like I was doing a quick trip to the store for something. It But it's still, I'm sure, like, I'm self-conscious the whole time.
Yeah.
And if she was driving, Jesus Christ, woman of color, she going to the fuck. She doing hard time. She going that Michael Vick jail.
And Elmira, oh my God. You guys better watch your backs.
Yeah.
Man.
My God, I got another pet peeve now.
Oh, no. All right, Joe, you got another one?
I had one earlier. I'm trying to
think. If you don't, you can pass, come back.
I know I got a shit ton because I, you know, people piss me off. Well, if you got one, Matt, go ahead, Matt, if you got one.
Yeah, I got one. Fireworks before the 4th of July. That's a good one. So, it's been going on in Elmira for probably the last 3 weeks. And, you know, there, you don't really know if it's, it's gunshots or fireworks. I usually duck no matter what.
No, but
real talk, like, you can tell, and it's annoying. And Cody made a good point earlier when we were talking about it. It not only, like, is rude on it's summer or whatever, but, like, kids are still being put to bed, right, you know, young kids. Yeah. It's loud. It scares animals. Scares me. It's annoying. It's not the 4th of July. There's no holiday. You're just annoying.
It's rude.
Yeah. Like, I was at Cody's house earlier, and I thought I finally escaped it. You know, I left Elmira for the night. I'm in the 16920. I thought things were good. Cody's neighbor, or, you know, pseudo neighbor, fireworks. Yeah. Yeah. Like, light a sparkler and go to bed. Something
like
quiet.
These were, like, ongoing for five minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yes.
It's rude.
It is rude. There's a time and a place. Right. That time,
I mean,
and a place.
Dusk. It's not mid-afternoon. It's...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's my pet peeve. It's not the holiday for it. What are you doing? Practicing for, like, I don't know. Fuck off.
Yeah. And it's going to get worse the more that the 4th comes up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like I said, like the... I mean, I obviously don't have a child or anything, but I can sympathize with people that
you know
of. Yes, Joe. That people can, you know, they're putting down kids and waking up and dogs.
Putting them to bed, not euthanizing them.
Yes. Just to be clear. You know, dogs get, like, scared to death, kind of, and cats and...
Yeah, they freak out.
Man up.
It's just...
As a joke.
It's rude. I'll say... If the 3rd's on a Saturday, I'm okay with it.
Do your thing. That whole weekend, I'll give you the pass.
Yes.
Like, the lake, do your thing. It's the 4th. Like, that whole weekend, I'll give you a pass.
And then, as soon as the 5th happens, stop.
Yes. Or June 17th, knock the fuck off. What do you do? Yeah, I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's
pisses
it's
me off.
I get it. Me personally, I don't give a shit. You want to set fireworks. It's not bothering me, you know. But I can see the people that have dogs and the kids.
But even,
and,
like...
Yeah, I get it.
Like, last year it actually bothered me because I worked nights, right? But for some reason, last year I had to wake up early, so I went to bed early at, like, fucking 7 p.m. And it was, like, July 6th or something, like, a couple days after. And I'm just dozed off. I had to be up in a couple hours. Boom.
Yeah.
They're still doing their bullshit. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I wouldn't have heard it.
See, but you're a deep sleeper.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I sleep
and through. It was not on a sleep schedule. So for all you knew, we're at war.
So then I'm like, all right, I guess I'm watching TV and not going to bed tonight.
We didn't know if you fell off the back of a bumper or if you were just, we didn't know what the noise was.
I don't recommend it.
So the next one I'll have will be people that are on their cell phone all the fucking time. That's rude, too, when you're trying to...
Cody's been on his phone for 45 minutes.
Like, if you're trying to hold a conversation or talk to somebody, like, if you're talking to somebody and they're texting and blah, 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 it's okay to send a simple text or whatever, but if you're actually just on it the whole time, that's fucking annoying and it's rude.
Yeah,
and if you have to... Send the text, be like, hey man, I don't want to, like, I want to hear this, just give me a second to send this text.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, I hate to say it, but the kids, this generation
that
has grown up, this is all they know.
Yeah, I know.
They go through life with this phone in their face.
And I'm like, let's not try to act like
No, we all do it.
Yeah, we're on our phones a lot.
Yeah.
But I agree with what you mean.
But like, there's a time and a place to not be on your phone.
Right.
It's like that one...
When you're with people, what's the point of being on your phone? That's social in general, rather than being
There's that
on your
one
phone.
Picture is shared on Facebook with where the like granddaughter's having dinner with the grandfather. He's in the granddaughter's just in her phone, and it's like you'll never be able to get this moment back. You know,
it's fucking sad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, but you know, we're all guilty.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I'm above like being on a phone here and there. Like I'm a Twitter
I mean, I had my first cell phone at 18. These kids get them at
10.
10, yeah, young. I mean,
right.
Of course, we didn't have cell coverage
in
Oakland
when
I was 18.
When we were that age, maybe if technology was advanced,
we had to go to Lawrenceville to get cell service when I first got my cell phone.
Really?
Yeah, same. Same, yeah.
I make an effort to, like, if I'm out on a date with Lex, which I hope we're still dating after this. So sorry, by the way. But for real, when we're out to dinner, like, I don't have my phone out. Like, it's just our time. And even dinner with my parents. Like, I don't want to... If you have to have your phone out, which is fine.
It's
if
fine to have it nearby or whatever.
Yeah, but if... Yeah, and there could be an emergency.
Depends if I want to talk to the person.
There could be an emergency, though, where, like, where you know, something is going... Like, whatever, there's... Whatever. A million reasons why you could have it out or answer. But I make an effort to not do that during dinner time. Like, that's my time, especially if we're on a date.
Or with, like you said, with your parents or with people you want to spend time like.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Like, it's just rude to sit there on your phone the whole time.
Rude,
it is.
So that's a good pet peeve.
Yeah. You think of yours yet, Joe?
I had some good ones and I just. I cannot think.
You got any more, Matthew?
I'm sure I do.
I know I have a shit ton because, you know, people in general
piss me off. Yeah, I mean...
Oh, I do have one.
Go ahead.
Why not? Dude,
no, I want to just think.
Yeah, go ahead and
talk.
So
I just want to
can...
So, when people pick on what I'm drinking at a bar or at a party...
That's a good one.
Yeah, because, like, I'm notorious at the local bar, The Moose... For getting a screwdriver. No one really gives me a hard time anymore because I owned it. But they're like, you know, calling me every name in the book. And then I would order a straw and say, well, I don't want to smear my lipstick, so give me a straw. You just have to get ahead of it. And like, what concern of it is it of yours? I'm paying for it. It gets me where I gotta be. Yeah, enjoy your thing. Like, I'm
especially
sorry. Yeah.
Grown-ass people.
Yeah, like, I'm fine. Yeah, I have, like... That's actually something that I've never really been afraid of. Like, I'll get whatever I want to drink.
Yeah. Right.
There's a bar in Corning that... So my go-to drink at this bar is vodka lemonade. They only have pink lemonade. I, number one, don't look like a lumberjack. Number two, if I have a pink lemonade, people think I'm Gary and Cameron. Which is tough to do.
No offense to you, Cam.
No offense to you, Cameron. Hope you wouldn't care.
That's okay, Cam.
Long, healthy marriage.
That's all right.
For the
record. We know who the cool one is.
Yes. Cameron, you're a good kid, and I'm sorry I pick on you on this podcast.
So, like, I would rather pick on people that, and I do, that drink, like, Jenny Light or something, that some kind of beer that I taste shitty, that I think tastes shitty. I'm just picking on for fun, but I'm, you know.
Yeah. I guess it's like.
They'll give and take. Like, I drink Miller, like, you think that tastes good too, but.
And then you got your hipsters that are like.
Craft beer.
That water. Yeah. Like, I don't want your bicycle pineapple ale, dude. Like, whatever. But if you drink that, do it.
Yeah,
like, I'm not here to fucking judge you.
Yeah.
You're paying
what
for
you
it.
Want.
Yeah.
It's all about having a good time. Yeah. I don't want to go to the bar and drink something that I hate.
Yeah.
That tastes awful
what's
to me.
Yeah, that I got to chew.
Yeah. I want to. Have a good time and
enjoy.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
Yeah.
That's one of mine.
Like, I mean, I've been to bars and at times when I don't want to drink a beer and have a girly looking drink like that and don't give a fuck because
nothing to prove to anybody.
It tastes good and I, you know. Yeah. I mean, we're at that age, Jesus Christ, who gives a fuck what anybody else thinks about you, but.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, that is stupid when people, ooh, you fucking fag.
Yeah.
Yep. Or like one of them Trulies or whatever that.
Yeah, like White
Claws. They're typically considered a girly drink, but I mean, I'm not afraid to have one.
Hell no. I'd rather, so like, to talk about the Beer Olympics that we talked about earlier, I messaged Corey today because it's Beer Olympics. I didn't know if, you know, Twisted Tea would qualify. I was like, hey, I have a very serious question. She goes, okay, I'm listening. I said, I physically don't know how to burp, and if I have beer all day, I'll look like I'm in my second trimester. Can I please drink Twisted Tea? She said yes. So I'm a happy camper. Come, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's the same, whatever. So I'll drink Twisted Tea.
So why don't you explain to the crowd your burping situation then?
Okay. So if I have, even, like, it happens with liquor too, but it takes a lot longer. If I have, like, let's say 6 Coors Lights, I'm miserably full. I bitch the entire time. And then I'll feel the sensation to burp. So I'll have to excuse myself from the room, stick my fingers down my throat, and sometimes, depends how drunk I am, sometimes I actually do throw up. Other times, most of the time, it just sounds like an exorcism. It's awful. It's disgusting.
Because you can't burp.
I can't burp. Like, I physically, I burp like twice a year organically, and it's always a surprise. It's like after I set up from the couch, ooh, did one.
What's that?
So yes. You just get too full.
I just
cannot drink any more of that substance.
Yeah, and like I feel the sensation to burp, but once I do that little exorcism gag, I feel great. And it freaks people out. They're like, are you okay? Yeah, I've never been better. Because after it happens, I feel phenomenal.
I've seen, like, hanging out in the corner of the Moose there, and you go into the bathroom, and I'll be hanging out with some people or whatever. People will be around, and we'll hear something. They'll be looking around like, what's that? I'm like, don't worry about it. It's just my buddy Matt. He's
happens all the time. And,
yeah, happens all the time.
Yeah.
I went on
and
a, oh, sorry.
They, no questions asked after that. Yeah. Really, there's a line.
As long as the bartenders know, like in at this bar,
right? They don't think you're drunk and just
like,
puking.
Because
like,
if I'm in and out, Danielle will be like, "Did you burp?" Like they know now. Like,
right.
Yeah,
we were at a party a couple weeks ago. It was an outside party. He had to go do it.
Yeah,
and first time people look, I'm like, "It's okay, folks. He's fine."
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's all good, you know.
Yeah, as long as they don't know you're puking from hammeredness.
Yeah, and it's not always
just
puking.
Just beer in your belly. Yeah, burping. Yeah. Just letting air out of your...
Yes, and it's...
That's what it's letting the...
Carbonation.
Yes, the carbonation, the air. Yes, absolutely.
And the only other person I know that, like, struggles with it, it's not like a... It is a disease.
I knew you were going to say that.
But my uncle is the same way. Like, really? he doesn't drink beer.
Which,
like,
Bob?
John.
Oh.
Yeah. It sucks. So we went on a wine tour once, and I was probably about to actually get sick, but you never know. It's a gamble. So I was doing it outside of this winery, and this old group gaggle of fucking church women come out. And I do it, and it echoes through the hills of the winery. Joe goes, happens all the time. He's in a romper. We don't look like...
wait. Question's asked now. Why are you in a fucking romper?
It was a 90s theme party. It was that...
80s, was it?
Or it was 90s.
Oh, 90s.
You had that Bayside cup romper.
I had the romper on.
Why are you sitting like that?
Where? Have you never seen this picture?
I guess not.
Yeah, you have. It was... I posted it on our Instagram when we were too hungover to edit the episode. It was that... Yeah, he was not thrilled. Anyway, let's go to the next pet peeves.
That'd be up to Joe if you got one.
Yeah. This might be a good place to end if you got one more.
I had a bunch of good ones. They're not coming to me. Just,
Is it when Cody wears the good headphones and you can't?
We should acknowledge that.
I was shit about that.
You seem to.
No, I just like getting you guys going.
I could give a fuck.
I had some good ones. That's a pet peeve, not being able to remember what you thought of.
That is a good one, actually.
Or, you know, you had something you wanted to say, and then it just slips your... You can't think of it. That irritates
the hell. And then 5 hours later, you grasp it, and it's too late.
Yeah.
Or, I don't get in fights with people often, but arguments or whatever, and, like, later on... I should have said this. That would have been perfect.
Oh, that happens all the time. Yeah. I wish I would have said this. This would have been a great comeback.
Yes. That's
hindsight.
Like, I don't... Yeah,
hindsight's 20/20.
I don't get in arguments often, but if I, when I do, I wish I would have said that. That would have been perfect.
Not even an argument, but like a witty...
Debate. Yeah. Any kind of...
Yeah. Not even a debate, but like a good crack on somebody. Like, oh, man, I should have said that.
Sure, even if we're just picking on each other.
Yeah, that's common.
At least that one, yeah.
I actually wouldn't mind keep going for a few minutes because I do have a couple more.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bad tippers. People that don't tip people that go out to eat and they don't, or to a bar,
yep,
and they don't tip well.
Right.
That irks me.
Actually, it irks me more when I know the people are well off.
They can afford to tip.
Yes.
Yeah. And this doesn't have to be some long conversation, but that's a pet peeve of mine. Like,
To me, it doesn't matter if you're well off or not. If you can afford to go out, you can afford to leave a buck as a tip.
But it annoys me when people that are well off leave.
Yes, $2. I absolutely get what you're saying. Yes.
He's saying it's more annoying when. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean,
But yeah, yes. Or leave change. They're pennies and fucking dimes.
Right.
Yeah.
I tend to be an over tipper.
Me too.
I mean, it just irks me when people, what's 10%? It doesn't matter if it's 10%, 15%. Right. If your service was good, you enjoyed your meal, or whatever it was, you leave a good tip.
I agree. And I usually do. But there is an extent to where, say, there's shitty service. You go to a bar or, an Applebee's or something.
A restaurant.
And you're fucking, everything was just terrible.
Yes.
Does your tip...
The tip reflects that. Yes.
See, mine. I agree. Mine doesn't. Does. I won't over tip.
Right.
You'll still do the
same. I'm still going to leave a tip.
I will still do the 20%.
Same.
Yes.
But
because
if they overachieve, I'll definitely leave more.
Absolutely. But. Progress is perfection in that instance. Yeah. But if my only devil's advocate with that is like, you don't know. It might have been her. The waitress, not her. Could have been him.
It could have been the cook's fault,
exactly.
Not the waitress's fault.
Right, so, things that kept going wrong, like law of attraction, things keep going wrong, I can't blame all that. Sometimes I've actually, my mom's done this, everything got so messed up and the guy felt so bad and was so nice that she left, 40%. And you could just tell the guy felt bad, he was apologetic. Oh, yeah.
It's not his fault.
No, but it's all about how you are in that industry. Right. Are you going to be empathetic with me, or are you going to be am I the issue?
Yeah,
if you're somebody that has worked in that industry, you know how it feels. You know what it's like to be a cook, a waitress, a bartender.
Yeah,
you're going to leave a better tip than people that have no idea.
Yeah,
and it's sad that. They don't have any idea or can relate to how difficult it actually can be.
Yeah.
You know. And
there's people in our circle that so us, they're good tippers. So there's people in even, outside of my circle that are how'd you get that beer so fast in a busy weekend?
Because
I've paid it forward enough that they know at the end of the night I'm going to make it worth their while.
Exactly.
I'm not doing anything special. I'm just, they've done a good job.
If I go to a bar... Say I'm not a normal, don't go there.
Regular.
Or first time ever being there. First drink I get, I over tip.
Yep.
So hopefully the bartender, especially if it's busy, the bartender will know. Okay, this guy tipped me quite a bit. Yeah. I think I should get him before Joe Blow, who didn't leave me anything.
Yeah, that is a good precedent to set.
Yeah.
Yep.
Joe, you got anything left? Or?
I think that about sums it up.
I guess I could do one more if you want to do one more.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you think of one?
I'm trying. Go ahead.
I don't like people with constant negative attitudes. Debbie Downers, if you will. Every fucking thing is... It's just people you don't want to be around, blah, blah, blah.
Because it brings you down.
Yeah. You want to be around positive people and uplifting,
And everyone has a bad day.
Yeah.
But some people are every day.
Determined to wake up, they wake up sad and they let it absorb them. Yeah, that's a good one.
Just being around people, it's offsetting mood and whatnot, but that would be my last one.
So before we close this out. Let's talk about this headphone bullshit real quick.
Yeah, let's get to it.
I don't see where it's a big deal, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's a huge deal.
Backstory. I have a pair of Beats headphones for the longest time, or since
makes no difference.
Since we've been doing the podcast.
I might just start interrupting them.
You'll never hear the end of it.
Thank God. Yes.
Thanks for listening.
We want to thank you all for joining us tonight, and this segment has been sponsored by the 10th Annual Memorial Fireworks Show, July 4th, Route 49, Knoxville, PA.
Ta-ta.